Welcome to the podcast, everyone. This is Brother Jason, and you are listening to Apostolic Bible Study Time. Our email address is apostolicbiblestudytime@gmail.com. apostolicbiblestudytime@gmail.com. On Twitter, we are at One God Podcast. That is the numeral one, at One God Podcast. Facebook is facebook.com/apostolicbiblestudytime. I appreciate those that have reached out to see what was going on. It's been some time since I have made an episode of the podcast. If you've been with me for a while, back toward the beginning of Hebrews, I was diagnosed by the doctor with macular degeneration, and my right eye is, it's not there yet. I still hold a CDL, but I'm pretty quickly going legally blind in my right eye, so I have went back to my old profession of fuel hauling, so I can pay off some debt before I'm not able to make good money anymore. So that's where I've been. I haven't backslidden. I haven't gone anywhere. I'm just trying to pay my bills and trying to live honestly. But I guess when that eye goes, I'll have all kinds of time for podcasting. But just remember me when you pray. I laugh, but it's kind of like gallows humor in a way, but you know, the Lord's going to give us a body fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to what the Apostle Paul said in the book of Philippians, and for that day I am greatly looking forward to. But again, I do appreciate those that have reached out just out of concern, wondering what was going on. This is going to be a short episode. This is Romans, episode 23. We left off last time in Romans 10 and 13, so we're picking up in verse 14 here, but the Apostle Paul is closing out one thought here, and then as we get it to the end of the chapter, and then the Apostle Paul kind of rehashes a little bit in chapter 11, but I get excited about this, but this we'll have a short episode, and I promise it won't be so long for the next episode. This script has actually been riding around in the front seat of my work car for I don't know how many weeks. It was already written, and then I would have extra work thrown at me on the day, so I would have to do that, and then it waited a little bit longer and a little bit longer, and you get the point. We all live life. That's just the way it is. We all live life. We all have bills we have to pay, stuff we have to do, but I really do look forward to having more time in the fairly near future to continue with this podcast. And I do have to say, as my eyes are getting worse, I've got macular degeneration in both of my eyes now, but as my eyes get worse, I won't be using commentaries anymore. I can get that script pretty big on the computer, and I've got a super giant print Bible I preach from on the Sabbath, but commentaries tend to be little smaller prints, so that'll be something of the past, but thankfully the Lord has allowed me to retain a lot of knowledge that I have read over the years, so we'll continue. We will continue. Romans, the 10th chapter, verse 14 and 15, King James Version. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. I've mentioned before, I'm sure, I belong to a little denomination now called the CACI, and I enjoy it immensely, I really do. But the only other organization I have actually belonged to, I've preached in a UPC church before, and I've known wonderful UPC people in the past, but the only other denomination I ever belonged to as a teenager, I was a member of the United Methodist Church, which is really awkward as I don't see the Trinity anywhere in the scripture, but I belonged to the United Methodist Church as a child, and then we were non-denominational apostolic. I've again mentioned before that I married the granddaughter of an apostolic minister, and her uncle took me down to Goldmine Creek, not too far from where I am right now, and baptized me in the name of Jesus Christ according to Acts 2:38. And I've always loved the testimony that when Brother John took me down there and he put me down a smoker and he pulled me up a non-smoker, God had taken the desire away from me, no matter how strong it was, he had taken that away from me. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. But we were fervently anti-denomination. We were non-denominational. As a friend of mine says, that non-denominational is the largest denomination in the world. And he's got a point there. But so through that, we would say, well, the Lord sent me here, or the Lord sent me there. And you know, sometimes God does. So sometimes God has sent you, but that is not the example we have in Scripture. The Apostle Paul, I mean, the great apostle, as some call him, he's written so many of these epistles, and he has helped the church out immensely in his lifetime and the millennia that it has been since. But the example that he gives us, Luke wrote in the book of Acts in the 13th chapter, verses 1 through 3. Now, this is what sent looks like. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen. I don't know if that's a diphthong or not. Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So, you know, Paul has brought himself at this point under subjection of the elders, and they were praying together, and they were fasting together, and they were seeking God together. We don't know exactly what they were seeking for at that time, but he was sent by the Holy Ghost, but he was sent by the Holy Ghost with the laying on of hands of the elder. And we know, as we read in Paul's life, this is the same thing he practiced. We know the example given with, I believe it is 2 Timothy, to stir up the gift that is within you through the laying on of my hands. So this is the example that is passed down through Scripture. There are no Lone Ranger preachers. And if there are Lone Ranger preachers, then usually they're pretty miserable, because we are a body. We are an organism. And when we come together, I'm recording this. I just came back from what is called Exodus Family Camp in Nashville, Tennessee. And, you know, being in that non-denominational mindset, I just had the most wonderful time with my brothers and sisters. I just had the most wonderful time meeting new ministers, meeting God, seeing people ordained into the eldership, seeing people ordained into the ministers. That's what we call what most churches would call a deacon. It's the helps. It's sort of the first step in the ministry, which I don't want to get off on a side note here, but I remember years ago hearing something that I thought was beautiful and thought was interesting, and I can't remember where the story came from. I'm assuming Holy Ghost Radio, but I'm not sure. But he was telling the story of this old preacher and how he was ordaining these young men, and there was three or four young men, and there was a wad of paper that the elder minister sitting behind the desk had thrown up in the doorway, and there was two or three of them just stepped over it and stepped into the office and sat down, and one of them bent over and picked it up. Well, the one that bent over and picked it up is the one that God ordained and got used, because he understood that ministry is about, well, ministry. I've scrubbed toilets and I've preached revivals. I have done both. I have swept the carpets. I have tarried at the altar with people. Ministry is about ministry. It's about people. It's about the work and not our egos. But I am getting off on that sidetrack that I didn't want to get off to. But the point is, the Apostle Paul and Barnabas, they were sent out. We can look at that and we can say, okay, but you know, Saul had just been called back by Barnabas. He was in Tarsus, and Barnabas went after him, and he brought him over there, and they began working in Antioch. And, well, okay, Saul's okay with that because, you know, things are going the way Saul wants it to. But that's not the way his heart was working, because we read in Galatians, the second chapter, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul says, "Then 14 years after, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation, and communicated unto them." Oh, who's them? The elders that came before. He went up and he communicated with the Jerusalem church that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles. Now catch this part. "But privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain." If they would have shot him down, then Paul, from all that I read about his mindset, if he did not have the right hand of fellowship from the apostles, he would have gone home. Because that would mean the gospel that he was preaching was wrong. That would mean that everything he did was in vain. But he subjected himself to those elders. He subjected himself to those that had come before. Now let's look at the flip side of this. Let's go to Acts, the 19th chapter. We're going to pick up in the 13th verse. Read down through 17. This is the King James Version. "Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. But who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also, dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified." These people were out of the will of God. We don't know exactly what it was they believed, but they were trying to use the name of Jesus without knowing Jesus. And it doesn't work that way. It has to be mixed with faith when you use it. But there is a church with power and there's a church without power. I'm not saying that all the independent people out there are without power, but I'm saying life is so much easier when we get together. You may have the truth. Matter of fact, you may have that little piece of truth that I am missing, and you're actually withholding that from me because we don't fellowship. The church is meant to be a body. We're meant to come together. And that's the way it was ordained. That's the way it was always meant to be. So let's move along here. Romans 10 and 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Esaias saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So Israel had the word of God. The scripture puts it this way. Romans, the third chapter, verses 1 through 3. What advantage then hath the Jew, or what profit is there of circumcision? Much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief be made? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Well, let's go to Hebrews, third chapter, verses 15 through 19. While it is said today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. So then, again, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But not everybody is going to have the faith to believe. They can sit under the ministry, they can listen to the word, but that word, if it's not mixed with faith, if they don't believe God, if they don't believe the word of God, if it's not mixed with faith, then that preacher is just going to stand there and talk and talk and talk and talk. We know in Isaiah that the Lord says, my word will not return unto me void. It will set out to accomplish its purpose. But I guess sometimes that purpose is just so that individual had a chance. Because there are those that will not listen. Reminds me of Timothy over in the book of Acts. What is that, chapter 7 or chapter 8, when they've listened to Stephen. They listened to Stephen for a period of time, and then suddenly he got to a certain point, and he told them they were stiff-necked and hard-hearted, and they shut their ears, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. They had the word of God preached to them. They had the prophecies beforehand. They knew what he was saying was scripture, but they refused to accept it. Let's move along here. Romans 10th chapter, 18 through 21. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation I will anger you. But Esaias is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. If it's not mixed with faith, it'll do you no good. the Apostle Paul is setting the table here for us in chapter 11. We have good things to come. We have exciting things to come. This little short episode, I will be releasing another one, Lord willing, within the next couple weeks. But chapter 11, it rehashes part of chapter 10, but it deals with us being grafted into the root of Israel and by default becoming the seed of Abraham through the Messiah. Questions or comments, our email address is apostolicbiblestudytime@gmail.com. apostolicbiblestudytime@gmail.com. On Twitter, we are at One God Podcast. Again, that is the numeral one, at One God Podcast. Facebook, we are at facebook.com/apostolicbiblestudytime. Again, that is facebook.com/apostolicbiblestudytime. Well, till next time, this is Brother Jason reminding you that Jesus is not in the Godhead. For in Him, that's Jesus Christ, our Messiah, for in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2 and 9. Till next time, goodbye and God bless. Our righteousness and power.